All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your weekly dose of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we have a great card for you as we get into round two of the round robin tournament between all the tag teams in the PWA. We also have a few other great matches, including Brian Christopher taking on Razor Ramon, Mike Jones, Virgil from WWE, or Vincent from WCW, taking on Iron Mike Sharp. You got Rick Martel making his debut in the arena, taking on Bunkhouse Buck. And then, of course, we've got all the tag team matches, including the Stud Stable defending the Illinois Tag Team titles against the Acolytes, and the Gorgeous Gentlemen defending the American Tag Team titles against the Rock and Roll RPMs. Great time for today, so let's get right into it. First of all, the house shows. On Friday, we had the show in Kankakee where Rock and Roll RPM Tommy Lane defeated Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Rick Martel made his PWA debut completely, defeating Steve Kern that night. Razor Ramon defeated Mike Jones, and in the main event, Bunkhouse Buck defeated Farouk. The next night, Saturday night, we were in DeKalb at Northern Illinois University, where Brooklyn Brawler beat Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Sweet Stan Lane of the Fabulous Ones defeated Brian Christopher. Living legend Larry Zbysko defeated Iron Mike Sharp, and in that main event, superstar Billy Graham defeated Trevor Murdoch. So, a couple of great house shows there to keep things going, especially as we have so much of the cards developing around the tag team matches. So let's get into tonight's card. First match is the Gauntlet match. Rung number 12 in the Gauntlet for Curtis Thompson ends up being the second half of the Rock and Roll RPM's Tommy Lane. He faced the other member of the RPM's Mike Davis back in December. Since his cheap win over Farouk by disqualification, Thompson has been riding a massive wave of momentum. Lane gives Thompson a great match. Both members of the RPMs try their best to take Thompson out, but Thompson continues to manage and escape from their attacks. The momentum shifts when Thompson backdrops Lane over the top rope on top of Davis. Thompson takes both RPMs to the ring post before rolling Lane into the ring to get the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 34 seconds. Your winner is Curtis Thompson, advancing on to the next rung in his gauntlet. Next match has Brian Christopher facing off against Razor Ramon. And Brian and Razor have a great match. Brian goes for a pile driver, but Razor counters it with a backdrop. Razor immediately takes him down with the Razor's Edge for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 34 seconds. The next match is a great match on paper, Mike Jones facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And they have a brilliant match. Both men are striving to get into the Illinois heavyweight title picture. While both men have opportunities to take shortcuts, they refrain from their regular antics with weapons. Missy climbs onto the ring apron to distract Jones while Tommy Young is down. Sharp goes for a running knee lift, but Jones moves out of the way. Sharp knocks Missy off the ring apron. Jones takes over from that point and gets the submission victory with his own variation of the Million Dollar Dream in a time of 12 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner is Mike Jones. Missy grabs the microphone as Jones starts to leave the ring. She asks him to stop. She climbs into the ring and Jones looks at her warily. Missy says that she is impressed with Jones' performance in tonight's match. She offers him a position in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Jones looks around, expecting the rest of the stable to be around. He says he needs some time to consider. Missy gives him until the end of the show tonight to make his decision. There we go, Missy Hyatt offering another slot in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Again, trying to build up, I guess, that big monster stable, much like Devastation Incorporated had last year. But what's Mike Jones going to do? We'll have to find out through the rest of the card. Next match has Rick Martel facing off against Bunkhouse Buck. Rick Martel is the last wrestler to sign a contract with the PWA after St. Valentine's Day Massacre. he draws the unenviable task of facing the former Illinois heavyweight champion. Martel and Buck have a good match, but Buck's anger about losing the Illinois heavyweight title makes the match a bit shorter than it could have been. Buck gets the win after a pile driver in a time of 7 minutes, 43 seconds. Paul Jones and the Moondogs come out to the interview desk. Jones is irate that his Moondogs are not in a title match again this week. This round-robin tournament is quickly becoming, in Jones' words, a complete waste of time. He puts the State Patrol and every other tag team on notice that he is unleashing the Moondogs and not caring what they do during this tournament. The Moondogs are no longer concerned about the titles. They are simply concerned about leaving a trail of destruction in their path. Lance starts to ask another question, but Jones motions for the Moondogs to leave, and Lance doesn't get to ask the question. Everybody's all upset with the way this tournament is shaping up, but again, it's round two. There's two titles on the line most every night. Now granted, there may be once or twice where you have the American Tag Team Champions and the Illinois Tag Team Champions facing off on each other, but otherwise, both titles are on the line every week. But again, you can't please everyone. All right, next match has the Heat Seekers facing off against the Nightmares. These two tag teams have a magnificent match. Missy and Michelle try to keep each other out of the match. Elliot gets annoyed with the women and leaves the ring apron to tell Michelle to stay on her side of the ring and stay out of the match. The Nightmares take advantage of Sigmund with tons of quick tags that leaves even Jerry Calhoun wondering who is the legal Nightmare. Davis whips Sigmund across the ring into a hot shot from Wayne. Davis rolls Sigmund up as Elliot drags Wayne out of the ring. The Nightmares get the win in a time of 7 minutes, 12 seconds. After the match, Missy and Sigmund are irate with Elliot. They want to know what he was doing. Elliot points to Missy as not doing her job. Missy says that she does whatever she needs to do. Elliot starts to leave the ring, but Sigmund grabs his arm. Elliot tears his arm away and leaves the ring. Missy and Sigmund follow shortly after him. Not everybody is happy among the Heat Seekers. What's this mean for Hot Stuff and Hyatt International? Well, that remains to be seen as well. All right, next match. Continuing on in the Round Robin Tournament, you have living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. The Gilbert Brothers try to take advantage of Marconi's infatuation with Missy at ringside. Pringle tries to keep Marconi's head in the match. Eddie has the advantage on Marconi until Marconi whips him into the turnbuckle. Missy has Tommy Young distracted as Eddie prepares a fireball. Eddie throws the fireball, but Marconi steps out of the way. As Eddie is irate, Marconi makes the tag to Zbysko. Zbysko quickly dispatches both Gilbert brothers, tying Doug in the ropes and making Eddie submit to the Larryland sleeper in a time of 14 minutes, 4 seconds. Zbysko and Marconi quickly leave the ring with the upset win. Eddie, Doug, and Missy stand in the middle of the ring, very unhappy. This brings out the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Missy takes the microphone and calls Mike Jones out to the ring. After a few moments, when Jones doesn't come out, Eddie tells the Heat Seekers, Al Perez, and Doug to go find him. When they leave, he tells them to bring him back to the dressing room. So now they're not waiting till the end. There's still 4 more matches to go, but Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt have always been a little bit impatient when expecting decisions from people. Next match has the two newest tag teams in the PWA meeting in a classic battle. The Fabulous Ones facing off against Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. Both teams make a great showing, but the Fabulous Ones get the victory when Kern makes a blind tag while Graham has Lane and a bear hug. Lane taps out and Graham drops him. Jerry Calhoun doesn't call for the bell. Graham questions him, and Calhoun says that he wasn't the legal man. Kern takes him down with a top rope bulldog for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winners are the Fabulous Ones. Of course, now Superstar Billy Graham is not happy either, but he'll have to take that up with the Fabulous Ones himself. Next match is the State Patrol facing off against the Moondogs and the Moondogs tear through State Patrol to get the easy victory when Spike pins right after a pile driver in 1 minute 34 seconds. All right, now we're down to our last two matches in this round of the tournament. Both titles on the line. First up is the Stud Stable, defending the titles, the Illinois tag titles, against the Acolytes. And the Stud Stable dislike the idea of defending their titles against the former American Tag Team Champions. Backstage, they say this was the one matchup in the tournament they were dreading. The Acolytes seem to have a dominant hold on the match. As Farouk has Fuller in a bear hug, Golden slides into the ring with a chair and nails Farouk with it. Nick Patrick immediately calls for the bell. The Acolytes pick up the win, but the Stud Stable keep their titles with the disqualification in a time of 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Farouk drops Fuller as Bradshaw also climbs into the ring. Golden still has a chair in his hand, but he quickly drops it and heads out of the ring. He yells at the Acolytes as they nail Fuller with a double choke slam. Golden tries to reach for Fuller to drag him out of the ring, but Bradshaw rushes the ropes. Finally, Farouk rolls Fuller out of the ring with a series of kicks and shoves with his boot. Now we cut backstage. Hot Stuff in Hyatt International's locker room. Missy and Eddie are sitting around a table playing cards. When the search party returns, they can't find Jones anywhere in the building. He must have run scared from the fate that was awaiting him when he turned them down. The Stable laughs as the camera fades back to the ring. So, where's Mike Jones? We don't know. We may not find out this week. Because we've got one match left. American Tag Team titles on the line. The Gorgeous Gentlemen defending the titles against the former two-time Illinois Tag Team Champions, Rock and Roll RPMs. The match is a classic encounter between four men who seem to enjoy being in the ring with each other. The chemistry between the two teams keep the fans on their feet throughout the whole match. The RPMs have a couple of chances to take the titles, but they simply can't put either of the Gorgeous Gentlemen away. Garvin gets the pin on Lane with the Brainbuster as Adams keeps Davis away, threatening a superkick on him. Your winners and still American Tag Team Champions are the Gorgeous Gentlemen. So now as we wrap up for this week's card, we look at the leaderboard in the Round Robin Tournament. With a record of 2-0, you have the Fabulous Ones, the Moondogs, and the American Tag Team Champions, the Gorgeous Gentlemen. With a record of 1-1, you have the Acolytes, the Illinois Tag Team Champions, Stud Stable, the Nightmares, the Heat Seekers, Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi, and the Rock and Roll RPMs. Dwelling in the cellar right now, with a record of 0-2, you have superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, the State Patrol, and the Gilbert Brothers. Again, this is only round two. We have 9 more rounds to go. This could completely flip on itself, as we have seen in previous round robin tournaments. Next week, we take a break from the tournament as we are heading out to the University of Vermont to have PWA versus IWGP, the International Wrestling Grand Prix. But in 2 weeks, we have round three, so it'll be a great time. Encourage you to be back to continue with the tournament. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for listening to the podcast, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We'll see you next week.